Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it. And we do have a lot of reason to rejoice on this day. We have lots of reason to be excited about this day. And we are excited to bring before Make Your Day Count family that there's a brand new church now located on Dixon Boulevard. And the name of that church is Living Word. Living Word Church, located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. And I'm excited to let you know that Pastor Diana and myself, we are the lead pastor in that ministry. Yeah. God is the owner of it. And he tagged us to present to the believers in this time what he wants. Why Living Word Church? Because you want people now. Number one, it is established for people to encounter God.
Mm-hmm.
Encounter
God, to have a life-changing encounter with God. Because we all know we've gotten a lot of good advice in our life. People of opinions have been great. Research is just phenomenal, what we're able to reach. But true change does not come without an encounter from God.
Okay? Because we can, and you know, I'm so excited, Diane.
Yes.
So excited because he wants Living Word Church, the believers, the people that comes must have an encounter with him. Without that, there would not be a church in this season, this time, that he called. They are a great church here, but he said this particular church must be called Living Word. He is the Living Word. So you cannot have the Living Word and not encounter God.
And how do we encounter God?
Yes.
So we encounter God through praise and worship during that time when we are creating an awareness of his presence. We encounter God through his word. And we also encounter God through the testimonies of other people. So when we're together collectively and we're hearing about things that people have went through, how God has brought them out, how they have overcome, how their name has been changed, how their life has been radically elevated over the course of time. Those are different ways that we encounter God. So we encounter God through praise and worship, that atmosphere being set for an awareness that God is there. We encounter God through his word. He is the living word. The word of God is living. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. And it could cut right there, the Bible tells us, between the soul and the spirit. And that's a very fine line that has to be precisely cut away. Because a lot of times in churches, people are being moved by the soul. They're being moved by their emotion.
Yes.
The keys, the keyboard is being played, is triggering their emotions, but it's not bringing forth an encounter, a spiritual encounter with God. So we encounter God through worship. We encounter him through the word, and we also encounter him in when we come together in community and we hear of the testimonies and how he is working in the lives of others.
Because I'm here to elaborate more on encountering God. Encounter. I have an encounter with God. That's true experience. And we know one sure way, 100%, or we know when we encounter him is through his word. Mm-hmm. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the word. And the word is God. In the beginning, we have the word. Mm-hmm. And the word is God. So you cannot encounter God outside of the word. Mm-hmm. I encounter God with his word. And the word becomes flesh. John 1, verse 15, or 14, or the 14th verse there, mm-hmm. or the 15th 14. Verse, mm-hmm. verse 14 says, and that word mm-hmm. becomes flesh. That's true encounter. Mm-hmm. When the word become in me. So that's what living word is. Mm-hmm. Living word church is people who encounter God through his word. Mm-hmm. And now the word is living in them. And the word becomes what? Flesh. Mm-hmm. You can see it in the lives of people. Mm-hmm. Go back to an example, Pastor Dan, mm-hmm. in Acts chapter 9. Look at Acts chapter 9. If we go back to that experience of a man called Saul mm-hmm. going down Damascus, but did not have an encounter with God. And he thought what he was doing was good because he was a zealous. He was yeah. going up to Jerusalem mm-hmm. to persecute the people who was worshiping God. And that's what he says. You encounter God through worship. You encounter God through his word. You encounter God through community. So he says there's a group of people up there in Jerusalem saying Jesus Christ is the Son of God and I must go stop them. He was not against God, Saul. Saul was against God. He thought he knew him. He thought what he was doing was right. So he was very zealous about that. And then the Bible says on his way, there's a light now from heaven. Mm-hmm. And he, all of a sudden, heard. He heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? And we know he did not encounter God before because he would have known the voice. Because he answered, who are you? When you don't know somebody and they call your name, you ask them, who are you? When you know that person, you don't ask them, mm-hmm. who are they? You know who is that. Mm-hmm. You know, if I heard your voice, Diane, I'm not going to say who is it. I know it's Diane's mm-hmm. voice. Mm-hmm. You ring that phone, I pick it up and say, hello. I heard you speak. I say, hey, Diane. That's it. I don't say, who are you? But there are times people call mm-hmm. my number. And I answer, say, hello, and I heard him. I don't know who that voice is. So I says, excuse me, I'm sorry, but remind me, who are you? Yeah, because mm-hmm. I don't know the voice. And they have to introduce themselves to me, right? Mm-hmm. And once they introduce themselves to me now I can talk, right? Mm-hmm. So it tells me when the telephone rang for Saul, he didn't know the voice there. Yeah, go ahead.
And then Jesus, he did introduce himself the same way, just like the scenario, the illustration that Pastor gave. Because in Acts chapter 9, verse 5, it says, and he said, who are you, Lord? Yeah. Then the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goad. Yeah. So he said, it's hard to kick against the direction. It's hard to kick against the way. It's hard to kick against me. It's hard to remain in religion trying to do it your way.
Yeah.
And he introduces himself and they have this encounter.
Yes.
And then Saul sees the value in it and he goes into a state of consecration for a few days where he's not eating. His focus is now on the Lord, who just introduced himself to him.
Yeah.
So then he has to bring correction now to his ways.
Yes.
And he sees now the value that's in Christ, the very person that he was out to persecute. Anybody who was a follower of the way. He didn't care if you were a man. He didn't care if you were a woman. He didn't care if you were a child. He just was against Christ.
Yes.
And he thought that meant that he was for God by being against Christ.
Yes.
Because he didn't have the insight to know. He didn't have the encounter to know the totality of God, that he work it through the Father. He work it through the Son. He work it through the Holy Spirit. But he was having to isolate. Saul was isolating one component of God. And how often do we do that? We isolate God to Sunday morning.
Yes.
Or two Sundays a month, whatever our church attendance is.
Yeah.
We isolate God to those specific times. He said, no, I want to know you in all ways.
Yes.
I want to utilize you like he utilized Saul. And Saul's name was changed then to Paul.
Yes.
And the very thing that he worked so hard to destroy, then he had a zeal now to ever so more work to build the kingdom.
So when you have a true encounter with God, everything about you change.
There's a significant distinction in the before you and the after you. So the before you was Saul. The after him then was Paul. And there was a distinction. The behavior matched the name. So when it goes back and the Bible talks about behavior as Saul, it uses the name Saul.
Yes.
It's identifying that period of time, that way of thinking. But then when he goes forth and does things as Paul, establishing the kingdom, doing great works, power, leaving him through his ministry and such, now that's Paul. So there's a distinction based off of the name, and the name is based off of what he is doing, the significance of his actions.
God, in this season, in this time, in this hour, as the world is winding down to a close, God is saying to us, he's looking for true encounters. That we become infectious people because we now are the living word. So if we carry the living word, we will become infectious. Everyone around us will see and know that he is in us. God is in me because the word is in me. Okay? And so that's what Living Word Church up in Dixon Boulevard, 1010 Dixon Boulevard, is called by God to do in this season, is to lead people into a true encounter with God. Nothing spooky, is to get you in the place where you can experience God for yourself.
Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.